Judges chapter 20. Then all the sons of Israel went out, and the congregation assembled in unanimity, from Dan to Beersheba and the land of Gilead, to the Lord in Mizpah. And the key men of all the people, of all the tribes of Israel, stood up in the convocation of the people of God, 400,000 infantrymen who drew the sword. Now the sons of Benjamin heard that the sons of Israel had gone up to Mizpah, and the sons of Israel said, "Explain how this wickedness came about." And the Levite, the husband of the murdered woman, answered and said, "I and my concubine arrived in Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin, to lodge there. And the inhabitants of Gibeah rose up against me and surrounded the house on me by night. They intended to kill me, and they raped my concubine, and she died. So I took hold of my concubine, and I cut her in pieces, and I dispersed her into all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they committed depravity and immorality in Israel. Behold, you are all sons of Israel. Give your verdict and counsel here." And all the people arose unanimously and said, "Not one of us will go to his tent, and not one of us will turn into his house. For now this is the thing which we will do to Gibeah against it by lot. We will take 10 men per 100 from all the tribes of Israel, and 100 per 1,000, and 1,000 per 10,000, to take provisions for the people, for them to do to Geba of Benjamin when they arrive there what they deserve for all the immorality which they did in Israel." So every man of Israel gathered against the city, unanimously, in league. And the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribes of Benjamin, and they said, "What is this evil act which has taken place among you? So now, hand over the good-for-nothing men who are in Gibeah, so that we can put them to death and eradicate evil from Israel." But the sons of Benjamin were not willing to comply with their brothers, the sons of Israel. Then the sons of Benjamin gathered together in Gibeah from the cities so as to go out to war against the sons of Israel. And the sons of Benjamin were counted on that day from the cities as 26,000 men who drew the sword, apart from the inhabitants of Gibeah who were counted, 700 choice men. From all this people there were 700 choice men who were left-handed. Each of these could sling a stone at a hare and not miss. And each man of Israel was counted, apart from Benjamin, 400,000 men who drew the sword. All these were men of war. And they arose and went up to Beth-El, and they inquired of God, and the sons of Israel said, "Which of us should go up first into battle against the sons of Benjamin?" And the Lord said, "Judah will go up first." Then the sons of Israel arose in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel drew themselves up for battle against them in Gibeah. And the sons of Benjamin went out from Gibeah and dispatched 22,000 men of Israel to the ground on that day. But the people, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and drew up for battle again in the place where they had drawn up on the first day. And the sons of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until evening. And they inquired of the Lord, and said, "Should I again engage in battle the sons of Benjamin my brother?" And the Lord said, "Go up against him." And the sons of Israel engaged the sons of Benjamin on the second day. And Benjamin came out from Gibeah to confront them on the second day, and they dispatched another 18,000 men among the sons of Israel to the ground, all these drawing the sword. Then all the sons of Israel went up with all the people, and they came to Beth-El. And they wept, and they sat there before the Lord. And they fasted on that day until evening, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. Then the sons of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, was standing before it in those days. And he said, "Should I yet again go out to battle against the sons of Benjamin, my brother, or should I cease?" And the Lord said, Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver him into your hand. Then Israel placed men in an ambush around Gibeah. And the sons of Israel went up against the sons of Benjamin on the third day, and they drew up against Gibeah as on previous occasions. And the sons of Benjamin came out to confront the people, and they were drawn away from the city, and they began to strike down some of the people dead, as on previous occasions, on the highways, one of which goes up to Bethel, and one to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. Then the sons of Benjamin said, "They are defeated at our advance, as at first." But the sons of Israel said, "Let us flee and draw them away from the city to the highways." And every man of Israel arose from his place, and they drew up in Baal Tamar, and Israel's ambush burst out of its place, out of the scrubland of Geba. And 10,000 choice men from all Israel came opposite Gibeah, and the battle was heavy, but they did not know that a calamity was about to hit them. And the Lord struck Benjamin before Israel, and the sons of Israel dispatched 25,100 men of Benjamin on that day. All these drew the sword. And the sons of Benjamin saw that they had been defeated, and that the men of Israel had only given way to Benjamin because they relied on the ambush which they had placed in Gibeah. And the ambush hastened and invaded Gibeah, and the ambush drew up and struck all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an agreed signal between the men of Israel and the ambush. They would make smoke rise profusely from the city. When the men of Israel retreated in the battle, Benjamin began to strike some dead among the men of Israel, about 30 men. For they said, "Surely he has been defeated before us, as in the first battle." But when the rising signal began to rise from the city, a column of smoke, Benjamin turned round, and what they saw was that the whole city was going up into the sky. Then the men of Israel turned round, and the men of Benjamin were terrified, because they saw that a calamity had struck them. And they turned in front of the men of Israel to the road to the desert, but the battle caught up with them. And Israel dispatched whoever was from the cities in their midst. They surrounded Benjamin, they pursued them, they trod them down with ease all the way to just outside Gibeah on the east. And 18,000 men of Benjamin fell, all of these being valiant men. Then they turned and fled to the desert, to the rock of Rimmon, and Israel gleaned 5,000 of their men on the highways, and they pursued them to Gid-om, and they struck down 2,000 of their men. And all the fallen of Benjamin amounted to 25,000 men who drew the sword on that day, all of these being valiant men. And they turned and fled to the desert, to the rock of Rimmon, 600 men, and they stayed at the rock of Rimmon for 4 months. So the men of Israel turned on the sons of Benjamin and struck them down with the edge of the sword from the entire city, including the cattle and everything found there. And they also set all the cities they found on fire.